Selected. Dentrica 2 of 2. Engaged neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Nisaya. The command deck of the Opus Machina was crowded. Omnitask servitors whose torsos were fused into deck podia lined rune banks and bridge consoles. Lex mechanics walked up and down the screens and data repositories, pointing out anomalies and advising adjustments. Climbing up to a mezzanine deck supporting the command throne and hololithic altar, Haldron 44 Stryker saw the spindly silhouettes of the vessel's techno-magi against the sickly glare of the great Gaia. The bridge's great lancet screens were bleached with the warp storm's amaranthine glow. A colossal, phantasmic smear on the blackness of the void, the great Gaia silently raged in a mind-numbing swirl. The rift space across its vast border spumed and fluxed, not seeming to know what it was. With the Opus Machina and its Mechanicus fleet stationed above the angled plane of the warp storm, the screens also commanded a view of the reality-shredding maelstrom at the heart of the great Gaia. Optics crackled and faded at such a sight, while Stryker's filtered overlays sizzled and warped, offering nonsensical returns.
"It's quite a sight, don't you think, Primus?"
The phylactic intrusion caught Stryker off guard, and it took a moment for the Scutari officer to run permissions and identifications. He swiftly found that he was being addressed by Engra Myrmidex, and that the fabricator locum, unsurprisingly, had phylactic access to all lower cybernetic operatives. The Scutari legions attached to the mission were not only his to command. Each individual soldier was his to interrogate and know.
"Lord Fabricator?"
"One could stare at it for hours, wondering what secrets hid within," Myrmidex transmitted.
"Would that not be inadvisable, my lord?"
Stryker said, some base part of his emotional matrix finding the intrusion unwelcome. Stryker and Magos Tokora had a long-standing relationship. Tokora was a tech priest, a holy man and prophet, who read in the galaxy and its workings the presence of the Omnisire. Engra Myrmidex, so Tokora had suggested, was part of a stratum of Forge World society which saw, in politicking and seized chances to serve, the opportunity to speak for the machine god rather than be his mouthpiece. Tokora had warned Haldron 44 Stryker to take care around the fabricator locum, that the testing of the Geller device was yet another of Myrmidex's seized opportunities. That, saddled with an all-but-immortal fabricator general in Vorikar Traeger, Myrmidex desired power and promotion that Satzika Secundus could not offer him. With Myrmidex haunting his thoughts, Stryker tried to suppress such recollections.
"Go on, Stryker unit," the fabricator locum urged playfully.
Standing with Tiberiax, who seemed to be phylactically engaged by one of the Tri-Sentience's other brains, the Scutari officer watched Myrmidex drift up from behind him and join the magi gathered around the hololithic altar. The fabricator engaged the tech priests with his vox hailer, conducting a conversation with Tiberiax, his techno-magi, and Stryker all at once.
"Would not a god-fearing servant of the Omnisire go mad staring at such insanity?"
Stryker sent back.
"That is why I look at it through your eyes, Primus,"
Engra Myrmidex told him. Stryker found that his optics were fixed once more on the mind-searing vision of the great Gaia. The eye of the warp storm spewed forth a reality-curdling miasma that polluted the thought and tugged at the will.
"Sir," Stryker said, "have you reviewed the mission files for the Gaia Stryker unit?"
"Yes, my lord, but..."
"Tell me," Myrmidex said, "why do you think we are here?"
"To test the Geller device, my lord. To deploy the Imperial bomb and record the data."
"But why here? Why not some other immaterial rift? The Moorstorm or the Charybdiseum?"
With his eyes and optics still fixed on the great Gaia, Stryker's signa senses recorded returns of discomfort and pain, while the cogitators embedded within his skull grew warm.
"You want what is to be found inside the storm,"
Stryker streamed back.
what the storm took from us. Satzica Secundus, Velcanus Magna, Ptolemy Fowl, a tripartite of Mechanicus Forge Worlds, the powerhouse of the Outer Reach, the envy of the Segmentum. When the Greenskin Plague took Ptolemy Fall, did we not fight for our sister Forge World? Did we not wrestle it back from the savage invader? You fought in that war. I have reviewed your records. My lord, please. When the warp storm erupted, when the great Gaia laid claim to our tiny corner of the Martian Empire, what did we do? I'll tell you, Stryker Unit, we did nothing. For the storm held us back, and our forge kin perished, or worse, were assimilated into the madness and corruption of those that call the warp their home. Now we have a weapon we can use against those that pollute Forge World soil with their presence. A weapon that will blow a hole in the side of that storm and allow us to take back Velcanus Magna and its secrets.
Stryker had been trying to turn his head. When he was abruptly allowed to do so, the sudden movement almost unbalanced him. 10 Victro Tiberiax reached out with his inhuman reflexes to steady his primus. Blurting his appreciation, Stryker made for the hololithic altar. He blinked his eyes and shutter-cycled his lenses, attempting to rid his vision of the great Gaia's ruinous glare.
"Primus," Engra Myrmidex announced through his vox-hailers.
The fabricator locum turned on his duct fans, prompting the tech priests and techno-magi gathered around the hololithic display to turn briefly also.
"Thank you for coming across to the Opus Machina at such short notice. I trust your Skitari legions are ready for the coming action."
Stryker and Tiberiax exchanged a glance. The fabricator locum hadn't summoned them, but was now appropriating their attendance as if he had. Stryker went to answer, but he suddenly felt the anger warming his chest fade. His personal concern for Omnid Torcora, the absent vessels of the fleet, and the other half of his Skitari force, died in his throat. Myrmidex was phylactically dialing back his capacity to feel emotion and process his all-too-human anxieties. The fabricator locum needed Haldron 44 Stryker the weapon on the command deck, unquestioning and ready to be deployed. He did not need the sentiments of the flesh and the concerns of a mere Skitarius clouding the judgments of his tech priests about the altar.
"I have completed my tour of inspection," Stryker informed his priestly master. "All troop carriers are ready for deployment. My Skitari legions await your orders, Lord Fabricator."
"Very good, Primus," Engra Myrmidex said. "And they shall receive them shortly. Come forth. You are about to witness history in the making."
Stryker obeyed. Striding across the mezzanine deck, he turned to see Udexel Spontic, the tech priest captain of the Opus Machina, hardwired into the command throne. At the rail, Stryker saw Xiphon Ray, commander of the Rho Micron 363 Hisparsi, stationed on the vessel. Xiphon Ray saluted his primus with a noospheric acknowledgement, which Stryker returned. A shaft of hololithic representation blazed up from the altar, and tech priests, logi, and mechanicus artisans gathered around the sizzling display. There were several that Stryker recognized, magi that the fabricator locum had favored with positions of responsibility on the project to create and test the Gela device. Argenti Nuvius was no longer a hololithic representation. The Magos Aethericus stood flesh and iron on the mezzanine bridge, consulting with the artisans who had constructed the device from the STC template. Standing silently behind, Stryker could see that the fabricator general had given Myrmidex his Magos Cathark for the mission. The octopoid nest of mechadendrites glowered at the Skitari commander from the depths of his hood and rippling robes. Bridge alarms and some commotion from the busy rows of runebanks and consoles below prompted Engra Myrmidex to turn gently to his tech priest captain.
"Spontic?"
The tech priest captain's quad array of optics lit up within his hood.
"Augur arrays have detected an object exiting the perimeter of the storm cloud."
Udexel Spontic droned.
"Bring it up," Engra Myrmidex commanded.
The hololithic display became a three-dimensional diagrammatic overlay of the void space between the storm's perimeter and the Adeptus Mechanicus fleet. The display tracked an object moving at speed towards the Opus Machina. Speed and mass matched the servo probe of the arc fighter Nisaya, a tech priest called, moving between the altar and the rail for rune bank confirmations from below. Identification confirmed, Fabricator Locum. It is the Nisaya servo probe. Another tech priest chanted in code.
General order,
Engram Myrmidex said, his modulated voice echoing across the cavernous command deck.
Pass throughout the fleet. No vessel to open fire on that probe.
Receiving a transmission, Lord Fabricator,
a tinny voice called up from the lower command deck. It was a deck tech priest, hovering over a Lex mechanic and a pair of console-embedded bridge servitors.
Isolate, Myrmidex ordered. Migos Cathark, have the transmission code scrubbed and band filtered for corruptions. I don't want anything getting through.
Neuspheric signal isolated and purified, my lord,
the Magos Cathark announced as he slithered and coiled within his robes.
I have a single cleansed transmission, a pictolith with auditory overlay and contextual code stream.
Patch it through,
the Fabricator Locum ordered. The hololithic display rising up from the bridge altar warped and crackled into a three-dimensional freeze frame of some horrific, static-laced entity. A code screech ripped through the altar voxhalers like some damned thing trying to be free of its own data stream. As the pictolithic capture proceeded, the warp entity disappeared to reveal a hangar of the arc freighter Nisaya. The capture was shaky and degraded, as though the transmechanic charged with its recording were being thrown about the deck by quakes running through the vessel. The capture proceeded in silence for a moment before the cacophonous din of the Nisaya's klaxons and alarms intruded. The monstrous boom of things trying to breach the thick hull of the arc fighter could be heard, drowning out even the klaxons. Stryker's equalizers isolated the sound of Skitari gunfire, galvanic rifles firing at maximum wattage. A tech priest appeared before the capture, delivering a mission log entry.
This is Magos Ethericus, third class, Donelis Trask, the tech priest reported. Tech priest Captain Oblonox is dead. The bridge is lost, and the Nisaya no longer has steerage way. Fields have become overwhelmed and have collapsed. We have been boarded.
The picked capture suddenly plunged deckwards as the vessel suffered another impact. When he returned to Magos Trask, he was pointing the toolage of a long finger beyond.
Kill it! Kill it!
The tech priest called, prompting the flash and stream of weapons fire.
I repeat, we have been boarded. Most of the commanding priesthood are dead. The Skitari armsmen cannot hold the ship. I undertake as my last duty the historic activation and test detonation of the Nisaya's payload, the Gela device.
The vessel shook as Trask moved through the hangar, sending the tech priest crashing through itinerant console podia and instrumentation. Haldron 44 Stryker watched the Magos Ethericus mumble prayers and rites of ignition as he worked at the side of a large, baroque construction. It looked like an orbital mine, all accretions, crackling nodes and trailing cables. Stryker's meme coils and the flashing outline of his identification overlays told the Skitari officer that he was looking at the Gela device. This was the Imperial bomb that Myrmidex, Omnid Torcora, and a small legion of artisans had toiled to create on Satzika Secundus from the details provided on the recovered STC template. Stryker watched as Magos Trask calibrated the Gela device, throwing switches and hauling down on the robust sequence of handles that armed the device. The Magos Ethericus stumbled back as overlapping fields that fluxed and crackled from the nodes suddenly enveloped the device and grew in brightness and intensity.
I have armed the Imperial bomb for detonation, Trask said, speaking straight into the shaky capture. Without access to the bridge, I do not know if we are on top of our target coordinates. Tech priest Captain Oblonox reported that auger arrays and instrumentation are highly unreliable within the storm. It is my estimation that we are some way short of the Valkanos system. I am launching the mission log aboard this servo probe as arranged. machine god willing, it should survive the proximity of the detonation and ride the shock wave, accelerating towards the rendezvous. I cannot speak for the environmental corruptions or time-space dilations it might encounter. The pictolith shook violently, and the searing flash of galvanic streams intensified. Stryker could hear fresh alarms and the excruciating sound of bulkheads being rent and beaten to mauled scrap.
"Commend me to my forge temple," Magos Trask announced. "To my lord fabricators and the great maker, to whom my workings shall return."
With those final words, the recording fizzled to nothing, and the tech priests found themselves looking at each other over the altar.
"The servo probe, Lord Fabricator," Tech Priest Captain Spontic asked from his command throne.
"Magos Cathark?" the Fabricator Locum asked.
"Polluted, my lord."
"Destroy it,"
Engra Myrmidex commanded.
"Turrets," Spontic droned. "You have your target."
Haldron 44 Stryker advanced to the rail where the Fabricator Locum hovered on his angled duct fans. The Skitarius watched as the servo probe was blasted to fragments by the Arc Mechanicus's supercharged forward turrets.
"Where is it?"
Myrmidex demanded, his bank of optics and augurs directed at the bridge lancet screens. The trisentience of his conjoined brains pulsed with agitation, while the cogitator banks to which they were connected within the shell of his chassis chunted away.
"Data! We must have data!"
The Fabricator Locum stared into the madness of the raging warp storm, the smear of unreality that besmirched the void, the flashing fury of immaterial tempests, the raging static that arced and sizzled as two planes of existence fought to establish themselves.
"Something!"
Myrmidex vox blasted across the command deck. It was strange for Stryker to see a holy tech priest of the machine god indulge his passion in such a way. The Skitari officer could only imagine that as Fabricator Locum of all of Satzika Secundus, Engra Myrmidex was used to controlling the events around him. Out in the cold blackness, at the mercy of the void and the unnatural disasters that intruded upon it, events were often beyond such control. Myrmidex turned on his priestly advisers.
"Well?"
Logos Voigan couldn't help himself.
"My lord," the walking cipher engine offered, "there is a 69.345% chance that the Geller device failed to realize its purpose."
Several artisans piped up, refuting such a possibility. They were in the middle of assuring their Fabricator Locum that they had followed the specification detail in the recovered STC template precisely when Myrmidex interrupted them.
"Logos Voigan," the Fabricator Locum said, "you are relieved."
"But my lord Fabricator..."
"You may leave,"
Myrmidex hissed through his vox-hailers.
"Sir,"
a deck tech priest trumpeted up from below.
"What?"
Myrmidex roared, his frustration echoing about the cavernous command deck.
"Augur arrays show a disturbance in the immaterial cloud formations, my lord."
The Fabricator Locum drifted back to the rail, up to where Haldron 44 Stryker had forced himself to stare once again into the great gyre. It was imperceptible at first, the briefest dot of an afterglow. Gradually, as the Skitari officer's optics focused and filters cycled, he began to appreciate an opening in the swirling maelstrom. As the black of the void beyond the warp storm showed through, it became clear that an area within the galactic southwest quadrant of the monstrous storm was returning to reality.
"Data! Data! Data!"
Engra Myrmidex called, his magi and artisans returning to their rune banks and instruments.
"Readings suggest the re-establishment of dimensional equilibrium."
"A rimward area of the storm is suffering instability."
"Area expanding, Fabricator Locum."
"Geller field signatures confirmed, my lord. We are observing the effects of the Imperial bomb."
Stryker and the Fabricator Locum watched as a rolling front of erupting reality coursed through the warp storm. Like a drop of ink on parchment, soaking and spreading outwards, the blast wave of the Imperial bomb pulsed powerful Geller waves out through the storm. The same life-preserving fields that encapsulated warp-capable vessels during immaterial travel now expanded, establishing a bubble of reality in the southwest corner of the Great Gaia. Through the Lancet screens, it appeared as though some colossal void-cruising creature had taken a huge bite out of the storm.
Tech priest captain, a helm servitor droned from the command deck, warning, shockwave approaching.
Haldron 44 Stryker looked at the smeared disturbance of the Great Gaia. The field pulse of the detonating Gela device was now spreading unseen through the void, detected only by the Arc Mechanicus's auger arrays and instrumentation. The Skitari commander instinctively reached out for the mezzanine rail.
To a port, Tech Priest Captain Udexel Spontic called from his throne.
Helm, answer!
What are you doing? The Fabricator Locum countered. Inactivative maneuvers!
For a moment, confusion swept through the bridge of the Arc Mechanicus. It was an unusual phenomenon among the command deck crew, and all the more disorientating for it.
Emergency override 7690883-2, the tech priest captain said, the modulations of his voice urgent and vox-hailed across the chamber. This the deck tech priests and bridge servitors understood. Protocol. Contingency.
To port, helm, answer. We must ride out the wave, prow on.
Stryker could almost hear the workings of the Fabricator Locum's cogitators within his armoured shell. For the moment, Engra Myrmidex remained silent.
Advise engineering to engage Geller field protections, Udexil Spontic commanded.
Tech priest captain, Haldron 44 Stryker said. The carriers! The fleet!
Spontic nodded, stabbing at the studs of a vox system set in the arm of his throne.
Transmechanics, pass the word.
With his bionic gauntlets fixed like anchors to the rail, Stryker felt the Opus Machina tremble beneath him. The Arc Mechanicus was huge and not used to such treatment. The bridge consoles erupted with a cacophonous din. As the invisible shockwave reached the mighty Mechanicus vessel, sparks fountained from rune banks and the command deck lamps flashed to an emergency red. Stryker leaned to see through the side lancet windows. Enhancing his optics, he could make out the shape of the Basilica and other Skitari carriers riding out the Geller shockwave, prow on like the flagship.
Damage report,
Udexel Spontic demanded. Stryker listened as deck tech priests and servitors listed the minor malfunctions and disruptions suffered by the mighty Arc Mechanicus. Although the Skitari commander was no expert in the workings of such a vast vessel, the damage seemed light.
Spontic ordered, have the fleet tech priest captains report in.
As the laborious drone of listed repairs and the observed protocols of vessels calling in their status went on, Haldron 44 Stryker's whirring optics were drawn once again to the warp storm. It was the Great Gaia no more. With a quarter of its dread maelstrom cleansed from the void, the cyclonic nightmare of its form had been disrupted. It was truly a wonder to behold, and the Skitarius offered thanks to the Omnisire. Once again, an example of his great works had driven back the forces of ignorance and superstition, blasting the corruptions of the warp storm back to the beyond. Stryker thought of Omnid Torkora. When the Magos Explorator arrived, he would be secretly furious that he had missed the successful test detonation of the Geller device.
Have the augers and magnoscopes begin an audit of the region uncovered by the device?
The Fabricator Locum ordered.
Known effects already being catalogued, my lord,
one of Myrmidex's magi reported.
The region uncovered by the blast seems to be holding its integrity, another told him.
Dimensional matrix established and imperial instabilities fixed,
the Magos Cathark said, slithering back and forth between rune banks on the mezzanine deck.
For now. There is no data to establish how long that will last, whether it will last at all, or whether the Geller effect is now a permanent phenomenon in the region.
Then we should not waste any time,
Engra Myrmidex said, drifting back and forth on his duct fans. His nest of optic arrays and augers cycled, extending and focusing on the devastation he had created in the void beyond.
You aim to proceed into the warp storm, my lord,
Haldron 44 Stryker said,
without waiting for Magos Torkora and the rest of the fleet.
I want an audit of all the worlds uncovered by the Geller device,
Myrmidex ordered, ignoring Stryker.
Check them against historical charts for the region, predating the emergence of the storm.
Cataloguing, Fabricator Locum, the tech priest captain of the Opus Machina said. However, the Primus has made a valid point. Any exploration of the worlds within the revealed region would be extremely hazardous. The area could return to its previous instability about the fleet.
And you command but half of that fleet, Haldron 44 Stryker cautioned. My lord, would it not be better to wait for Magus Torcora? The god machines of our Titan battle groups? The blessed war machines of the Centurio Ordinatus?
By then we will have more data, Fabricator Locum, Eudexil Spontic said. The region might have settled. Engra Myrmidex remained silent.
Haldron 44 Stryker, 10 Victro Tiberiax, and the tech priest captain of the Ark Mechanicus exchanged grim glances.
Have you found it?
The Fabricator Locum seethed. His modulated voice shot through with static. His Magi knew exactly what he was referring to. The real reason he had come to the Great Gaia, equipped for war.
Quadrant Beta Phi stroke Gamma, my lord,
a Magos reported.
Sector 1752, a second tech priest clarified.
The Nisaya detonated her payload prematurely,
the Magos Cathark told his Mechanicus master.
Have such failure added to the service records of Tech Priest Captain Oblinox and Magos Ethericus Trask,
the Fabricator Locum said.
Very good, my lord,
the Magos Cathark replied.
Velkanos Magna located.
Where?
On the detonation perimeter, Fabricator Locum,
the Magos Cathark said.
The Nisaya fell somewhat short of her target.
You're sure it's the Forge World?
Engra Myrmidex said.
Historical charts match position and pattern of satellite distribution, my lord,
the Magos Cathark confirmed.
Fabricator Locum, Haldron 44 Stryker said. Please, listen to your tech priests. The Forge World is beyond our reach.
I never said that,
the Magos Cathark hissed.
It is located on the Gela Pulse perimeter, on the storm front.
He looked to his Fabricator Locum.
Nothing, however, is beyond the machine god's reach, as we have just proven.
My lord, Eudexil Spontic began.
Yes, tech priest captain, the Fabricator Locum shot back. I know. Extremely hazardous. Bring the magnoscope capture up on the screens.
With enough of a hesitation to communicate his disagreement, Eudexil Spontic ordered a deck servitor to process the Fabricator Locum's command. The Lancet screens crackled from the crispness of the void to the pixelation of extreme magnification. There, before the gathered magi of Satseeker Secundus, was the blurry, misshapen smear of a planet. Their sister forge world, Velkanos Magna. As the Magos Cathark had informed them, the mighty forge world was located on the detonation perimeter. About the planet, the cold cleanliness of the void met the sizzling pollution of the warp storm. The flux space was stained a mind-aching magenta by the immateriality of the great Gaia that raged beyond. Engra Myrmidex glided about on his duct fans, the tech priests and crew of the mezzanine deck falling under the searing gaze of his optics.
That is Velkanos Magna,
the Fabricator Locum said, his attention settling on Haldron 44 Stryker.
Its secrets, like those of the Stella Zenithica, wait to be reclaimed by the servants of the Omnisire. We shall cleanse its surface of the unreal, the unbeliever, and those that would pervert the purity of the machine god's purpose. Primus Stryker, Tech Priest Captain Spontic, I charge you with such a hallowed responsibility. You will use the forces and materiel in your possession and retake that forge world. You will do this for Satseeker Secundus and to the greater glory of us all. I demand this of you, as you will demand of your subordinates, as the Omnisire demands of me. This is the covenant of the machine, and as such cannot be broken.
Once more, Haldron 44 Stryker felt the phylactic intrusion of Engra Myrmidex. The Mechanicus Overlord was in his mind, his cogitator coils and the omnisire-appeasing designation of his purpose. His very being became one with the Fabricator Locum's cold requirements. Staring at Myrmidex and the storm-racked forge world beyond, he felt his objections and calculations melt away. He became the unquestioning weapon wielded, no more caring of consequence than the machine spirit of a rifle whose trigger had been pulled.
"Yes," Ingram Myrmidex put to the Magi on the deck.
"Yes, Fabricator Locum," they answered back, filling the command deck with the boom of their obedience.